So I'm talking to FX guy Jeff Huser and Scott Squires, who are currently marching at the protest outside the Oscars. Jeff, first to you. How many people do you think are down there?
Well, we actually come up with a clever idea. Sam Edwards is here, a visual effects supervisor we worked with, and he took a roll of green duct tape that we brought and is marking everybody as they walk by. So he's been counting as he's been doing that, and he just hit the 360 mark. So it's a pretty good turnout.
And so what's the mood of the crowd like?
I think it's great. Everyone I've talked to is really upbeat. A bunch of visual effects artists out on a nice sunny day. It's kind of a rarity. So they seem pretty upbeat and happy, you know, glad to see such solidarity.
And Scott, you're there as well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So Scott, what do you think people are hoping to achieve by turning out at the Oscars?
Well, that was the debate before all of this happened. And to my view, which I posted, is I was unsure what the message would be and who are we aiming that at and would we get any media attention. Now, luckily, we've gotten some media attention. It'll have to see, you know, what this translates into. As I suggested to people, if they were interested and be willing to walk here, they should be willing to go ahead and sign union rep cards, because ultimately that's going to be one of the biggest things that they can do as visual effects artists.
So is this really a reaction to how artists are ending up being treated as a consequence of, because it's not exactly this is aimed in a strike-type situation at one individual or even one company, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, as you know, there are a lot of issues with the visual effects industry these days. Subsidies going on around the world and within different states. We've got companies more than willing to underbid the work and actually pay for the work. So that ends up that the visual effects companies and visual effects artists have to be chased around the world to continue to work. And we're also having to sacrifice unpaid overtime and other types of things, whereas the studios, of course, are making it fairly, you know, profitable off of the big tentpole pictures that we make. So what we're trying to do is get a balance here so that people can live the life that they choose to live, where they want to live, without chasing it, and without having to put in 90 or 100 hours a week to do that.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. This is happening in the Oscars in LA, which is obviously Hollywood home stamping ground. I guess my question is, does it feel like this is a protest about what's happening to workers in California or in LA, or does it feel like this is a sentiment that's wider than just California?
Well, you know, Mike, I was actually kind of worried about that when this whole idea started. I was worried it would be a very local, jingoistic kind of rah-rah California, LA-only workers kind of approach. And, you know, there's certainly in a big group like this, there's always going to be some of that. But I understand there's a complimentary protest going on up in Vancouver right now, and another one in New York I just heard about. So I don't know how many people. I hear it's a rainy day up in Vancouver, but they still said they were getting a decent turnout, what I saw on Twitter.
And then some people on Twitter talked about New Zealand and a few other places, just at least showing their support.
Yeah, and I think the mood I get here, and the averages on the signs that I'm seeing and when I'm talking to people, is really it's an uplifting of visual effects in general, you know, that we need to level the playing field for everyone so that everyone can compete on creative, not on artificial inflations of manipulations by governments and countries.
I'm imagining that people are definitely looking towards the acceptance speech of whoever wins the VFX Oscar this year.
Yes, indeed. I've been hearing a lot of people asking about that. I don't know if anybody's talked to anybody about that, or, you know, but I know everybody's hopeful that something will be said. And somebody just pointed out to me very smartly that even if something doesn't happen at the stage, you can kind of bet there'll be some discussion about that and follow up afterward in the interview backstage.
Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, Jeff, and we'll look forward to getting more of your images as you can upload them. Thanks so much.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, thank you.